Japa Meditation Walkthrough Introduction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now that you have heard the cave japa lecture, we hope you have created your own cave room within your home, a place of solitude, silence, and darkness. The cave room is the best place to do japa meditation. This introductory talk about meditation and japa comes from my book, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Meditation, Divine Forms and Lotus Feet. After the introduction, we will very slowly read each meditation technique in order to walk you through each of the meditations, beginning with the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and ending with meditation on the beautiful divine forms of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Sit down comfortably in your cave room. Play this audio. Series on a just barely audible volume, very, very low. Now begin chanting japa of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra while listening to the walkthrough japa meditation audio. If you don't want to hear the audio, then you can hold the Radha Govinda meditation book in your left hand. It's a very small book. It's only 3 inches by 4 inches. While holding the Radha Govinda Meditations book in the left hand, open it to the appropriate meditation which you want to focus on. Then, while reading that particular meditation, holding the book in your left hand, in your right hand you are simultaneously chanting japa, either very softly or silently. While reading and chanting, try to internally visualize within your mind these descriptions within your mental eye. Obviously, your head is covered with a cloth and you're wearing sound headphones and it's totally isolated, solitary environment. So your mind has nowhere to go and nothing to dwell on except the meditation at hand. Now, after some time, you can also try a second technique. You can read 3 or 4 lines only lines, not paragraphs. Just read 3 or 4 lines of the book about a particular meditation. Then close your eyes, and while chanting japa, try to remember and visualize whatever you have just read. This last practice is a very effective way to build your memory power and increase the powers of internal visualization and absorption in meditation. The ultimate goal, after many readings and japa meditation sessions, is that one will be able to sit with his head covered with cloth and sound protection headphones, and simply by recollection, by his memory, the power of memory comes from Krishna, from God, he will sit down and be able to meditate on Krishna's complete lotus feet and the meaning of all the symbols on those lotus feet. Or, if he's meditating on the complete beautiful transcendental forms of Radha and Krishna, he will, or she, will be able to mentally see the entire form of Krishna, his complexion, the color of his complexion. Every beautiful aspect of his body will appear in the mind. Practice makes one perfect. Now, beginning with the next track, we'll start with the first meditation. But firstly, a few more points. We'll read some descriptions from the book. Now, we can begin with the first meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.